Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this one as we kick off into the brand new week ahead. And I thought we could chat a little bit about the trans cult and the impact it has on kids. And as always, this podcast is sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Do check the link out below. And we've all got to try and support each other if we're going to survive in this very difficult climate in which we operate. Now, here's the thing. I believe that the trans movement is a rebellion against God. Because if you're a Christian, if you believe what the Bible tells us, then you know that God made each and every one of us. God decided what were we going to be, male or were we going to be female? But of course, the trans cult, it comes along and it says, no, we know better. We know much better than that there. We can change. You might have made us God male, but we didn't feel happy being male. So we're going to become female or vice versa. And of course, if they are adults and they want to hold such strange views, I guess you could say, well, okay, if that's what they want to do, although there's an argument that says we shouldn't tolerate it in any way. But when it comes to kids, it's even worse. It's so much worse. So I'm not remotely surprised to read a headline that says, quote, transgender children could face psychological repercussions if they are allowed to change their gender. A landmark review is going to rule later this week, I think Wednesday or so. Well, obviously, is what my first response. Of course, they're going to have psychological repercussions because in the first instance, they don't ever change their gender. You know, honestly, this is where the debate has to start. They cannot change their gender. Yes, they can be given different certificates of gender. Yes, they can change your name. Yes, they can be given all kinds of chemical castration and all kinds of stuff like that. But ultimately, you know, from a chromosomal point of view, their DNA stays male or female. It never changes. But apparently, the number of children identifying as a transgender has seen a significant increase, with growing concerns that schools are allowing pupils to switch gender without informing their parents, despite government advice stating otherwise. Well, any school that would allow such a thing, you know, if that information is discovered, then the school should be prosecuted, the headmaster should be imprisoned. Yeah? We got to send a message. We absolutely have to send a message. Now, this big report that's coming out in a couple of days is called the CAS Review. So you'll hear about it then. But the CAS Review into Gender Identity Services for Children has vowed to look at the role of schools and the difficulties facing them in relation to gender questioning students. Well, there's no issues there should be no issues at any rate facing them with regard to gender questioning students. I mean, gender questioning students is a 2024 version of when I was young, saying confused students. Well, the best way to clear up confusion is to emphasize the fact that, sorry, you're born a boy, you're going to die male, that's it, end of. Or if you're born female, you're going to die female, that's the end of it. But of course, this report will say, apparently, that prepubescent children should not be put on the same pathway as older adolescents who wish to switch to the opposite gender. That's what, now, bearing in mind, I'm saying you can't do that. It's impossible. But you've got the likes of the Tavistock Clinic and all those acolytes around that who, far from taking my view, said that, oh, yes, of course you can, super duper easy to change. Not a problem. We're going to help you change. This is where I'm with Maya Fostadter of the chief executive of Sex Matters, who says, quote, doctors are having to deal with gender confused children who have already been socially transitioned at school for years and are, as a result, very disturbed by the idea of going through puberty, which will develop their secondary sex characteristics. Yes, I totally see the point that she's making. So if schools have gone along with indulging these children for several years, then that does make it very difficult. I agree. And therefore, yes, there is an issue. Schools, it should be made clear to every school that they cannot and must not at any point indulge any such gender issues regarding young children in the first instance. Secondly, they should report such alleged confusion to the parents of the children, and together they should make a plan to make sure that the children are brought back onto the straight and narrow. You know, this trans cult, and that's what it is, it's a cult, is growing at an incredible pace. And the promotion of it through the mainstream media and elsewhere is obscene. And so I think it's good that schools are looked at. And it's made clear to school teachers, headmasters, everyone within the academic environment that, you know, certainly for all those under the age of pubescence. So, I mean, of course, that becomes a question, well, what age is that then? But I would say any child under the age of 16, possibly 18, in no way at any point can be indulged. Zero indulgence for what is a sign of mental aberration. Cognitive dissonance seems to me to be quite reasonable. Thanks for listening.